This podcast is sponsored by the Music Producers Guild of New Zealand, Aotearoa. The Music Producers Guild is an advisory service that assists and empowers our music producer industry here in New Zealand. Members get personalised contracts for their music production, free Serato Studio Sample and DJ Pro, access to discounted audio equipment and software, and advice from industry professionals. Buy your plugins through the Music Producers Guild website to help support us all in growing our community. For more information and to sign up as a member, please visit www.mpgnz.co.nz. Welcome everyone to Beat Whānau Podcast, and this week we're with Malik. What's good, my man?
Yo, good brother, good man.
So good, bro. Yeah, I've been really excited to make the most of interviewing people I'd probably not be able to get hold of otherwise, eh? So, while everyone's out there, you know, getting in circles, I'm making steps forward, you know?
Nice, bro. Good on you, bro.
Yeah, but I think that's the most humblest. No. All the podcasts, I'm just like, but it really got to me today because it was definitely like a few of the old Palmy cats. They're like Auckland haters, eh? Like, yeah, you Auckland guys. Well, couldn't think of the worst place to be. I'm sitting here thinking, because I actually moved to Auckland excited to be stuck here, bro. But I'd rather be stuck here than Palmy, eh? So different taste. But on that note, my man, we met when I was up in the school holidays to Auckland, and yeah, that would be a little bit over 15 years ago, eh?
Yeah, bro, sounds about right.
Yeah, wow. But over 15
it's
years.
It's a long
now.
Time, man.
Yeah, we certainly look different, both of us.
Oh, definitely, bro. Well, you're definitely taller than me, that's
Now, yeah, for those that don't know, how we met was through our dads, both being Algerian, and there's a lot of people who listen and know from my roots being Algerian. It's a pretty nice, small, tight community here, eh? In terms of Algerians in New Zealand, yeah.
Definitely.
And I think the childhood memory's got to be the feeds, eh?
Oh, yeah, man. For sure.
If there's one thing that my brother and was able to get through that time growing up with, it was definitely those feeds.
Yeah, man. Good feeds, man.
Yeah, so with every struggle in Islam and Christianity and all the mix, those feeds might be the reason why everyone's hearing me. Still, no. Oh, man. For the record, what would have to be your all-time favourite, like, dish or food?
My favorite Algerian dish probably be couscous.
Yes,
I reckon.
Yes,
and it's obviously steamed couscous with lamb and vegetables.
Yes,
it's probably got to be my all time favorite.
I'm putting that as number one, too, followed by slabia, the little dessert. And not gonna lie, I think neck and neck with the desserts would be that custard stuff. Yeah, the tarts, custard. Oh, man, yep. I think your mum made a bit of everything, but definitely that sort of the desserts. But there's too much good stuff.
it's a big selection.
Yeah.
It's a massive selection.
I think one thing both of us we're both going to do is we're going to bring Algerian food to the studio one way or another, man. We're gonna be sitting at Parachute or Roundhead or Woodcast or whatever one it is, and you and I, we're gonna be bringing in on that little eating area of the place some Algerian.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's a tough deal. Watch out, New Zealand.
Watch out, here we come.
Yeah, man. So let's dig into the music, my man. We actually
buzzed out when we first found out we were both into making beats, eh?
Yeah, man, I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
Well, share us the story, because I think you would have gone into beats pretty much just before I did, or around the exact same times. And yes, sort of, I remember you briefly told me. So we're at the Avondale. Yeah, that's right. We're in the Avondale house at the time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, share a little bit about your first sort of exposure into music.
Well, so music's obviously been my favorite throughout my whole life. My uncle had was in a band, and that sort of triggered my interest in music when I was a kid. So I was probably like around 3 or 4 years old.
Yes.
And ever since then, just like everybody else, I've always enjoyed music. But when I came here into New Zealand, I was still connected with sort of the Algerian music, and I was sort of transitioning into the whole Western English music, you know?
Wow, yes, yes.
Because before I came here, I didn't know any artists that were mainstreamed. Like, the only person I knew was Michael Jackson, and that was about it, you know? I didn't know, like, Eminem and all the, Dr. Dre and all those sorts of artists. Yeah, man. So I started, and I think one of the first artists that I listened to coming when I came here was Outkast. Andre.
Yes.
3000. Yeah.
Yes.
And I started listening to that sort of music, and then there was a course, and I think I can't remember the age, must have been when I was 12 or 13. There was a course I went to. Oh no, I think it was 16. Sorry.
Yeah, high school.
And because I remember I left high school at year 12.
Yes.
And there was a course that I went to, and it was a youth course that was Monday to Friday, but it was music based.
Wow.
It was a music based youth course.
Yes.
And from then, they were, because we got to get fitted by this producer, his name was Dominic. Yes. And he introduced me to Fruity Loops.
No.
And so he started teaching us, and we got put into groups, and we were the first actual first class of that course,
because they were
brand new courses, they were just starting up.
Yes.
And we were the first class, so they were sort of experimenting. But he split us up into groups, and each group had like a beat maker and an artist and all these other different
people that are already out there. So was it like a whole team of musos and stuff already in there to help you guys?
It was just a whole bunch of us youths that sort of had something into music. And I got into that course through my social worker, Joe, who was also in a band, in an Auckland band, Eddie's.
Whoa.
Yeah, so he was my social worker, and he was apparently the percussionist for
Eddie's. Yeah, the band. Wow, the band for
the
singers. Whoa, well, that's so cool you mentioned it, because I only just watched the Dawn Raid movie, and to finally really understand the story of some artists, but especially Eddie's, like, I'm really into their music. And then, man, that would have been at the time, you wouldn't have really known too much about Eddie's, eh?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. I knew the name, because I was living in Avondale. I knew the name.
Yes.
But I didn't really hear much of their music.
Wow.
But that was really exciting, man. And that's pretty much where I first ever went on to Fruity Loop. My first instruction Fruity Loop was that course.
Wow, amazing. And
we got to produce a song, record vocals and everything. And at the end of the course, I think it was probably a 23-week course or something, But at the end of the course, we had to perform at Zeal Cafe.
Yes.
Just over in Westwave in Henderson. Nice. And yeah, ever since then, after I left the course, I've just been jamming through loop pretty much.
Wow. Yeah. And I just Googled Zeal Cafe. Say actually, like, they're all about music pretty much. Is that the whole, like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
their
yeah.
place is? Oh, right. So it's not like your cafe, like coffee cafe. It's actually like a,
no, yeah, no, no.
It's yeah. a music place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And now that I actually look it up, I almost think I've seen this connected to other yeah people who put, oh yeah yeah yeah, there's like a couple cool movements real similar to them, I think, in Auckland, and that's another exciting thing now that I've moved up here, I'm excited for. So yeah, that's really cool to hear, my bro. And yeah, like in terms of like the class, was there quite a few people, like you guys?
I think there was about, say, 20 of us.
Yeah, nice. It's not
I
too
think it was around then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's being split into groups is like perfect scenario way.
Yeah, that's definitely. Cool. But we were all different youths coming back from like coming from different backgrounds, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
But we all had a bit of taste and knowledge in music.
Wow.
You know, some girl can sing, some dude can produce, some guy can rap, you know.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow. So
but,
yeah.
Yeah, it was probably the best experience of course I've had.
Hard. Wow. So yeah, you're able to level up with the producers that were teaching Fruity Loops. Is there sort of structured to it each week you're doing something else, or what was the go of learning it all?
So each day would can't really remember properly, but each day would obviously study different things about music. So we'd study how to read notes, which wow. I was honestly never good at.
Wow.
And I still am not.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd study about how to like construct the song and deconstruct the song, you know,
wow.
just to see what, like what the intro is and what it means, what a chorus is, a verse, a break and all that. And then most days would be in our groups working on our song.
Yes.
Yeah, but there was a lot of days where we learned on how to, we got lessons on how to use Fruity Loop.
Yes, nice,
the
nice.
Basics, you know?
Real basics, yeah. Well, sort of
yeah.
weird to click.
And obviously throughout the journey of making the song as a group, we obviously got taught like more stuff by the guy that was running it, the producer Dominic.
Yes.
And apparently he's produced a couple of tracks, or like I don't know if he's produced a couple of tracks, but I think he's worked with Scribe before and like a couple of big names.
Oh right, I'm wondering if this guy might have been related to, it was Dirty Records or Dirty Music, but yeah, there was like quite a few people hanging around P Money as well, so it's interesting.
Dominic,
like
yeah.
with Scribe, because obviously Scribe and P Money were working quite closely at one point, so yeah,
yeah
at multiple points, so it's yeah pretty interesting, like connecting the dots. And it'll be interesting to see what if Dominic's still around there doing his thing, you know.
Yeah, like, well, I saw him one time probably like a year and a half ago. I saw him at the bakery and I asked if he was still doing the course, and he said nah, he was doing some other stuff. So
oh, so not running the course, but he might still be doing the music stuff, hey? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow. That's really awesome to hear. And I can't stress enough like how much you, when you meet those few people and then like you said how you just bump in at the cafe, like what a small world it is, eh?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Wow.
Oh, especially West Auckland, eh? Like
oh, yeah.
But like, you know, like the other day, or like probably not the other day, but a couple of months ago, I was at a fast food joint in New Lynn,
yes.
and I saw Mellow Downs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and like, that's cool, man. That's cool
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Especially locally.
Yeah, I don't get to probably say hello, but at least got a catch the glimpse of my eye. He was down at K Road the night that I was there for something. Yeah. As it is, you know, small world in all meanings of the phrase, eh? But yeah. I'll turn this alarm off, my G. We'll keep this real for the podcast. Good. And so massive. Moving on, my bro. I can't remember if I got this right. Did you go to the same high school as Mallard Downs as well?
Avondale College. Nice. Yeah.
Avondale College. That's cool. And he was apparently a year, you were there, or now was he like just a year or two?
I think he was a year above me because he's the same age as my mate who was his mate.
Yeah, so you saw around, right? Or just was that different years that you saw?
What was that,
right? Did you get to actually see him around school at the time, or was it like a different year?
Did I see him around school? I think I did. Mm. Yeah, I think I did, man.
Yeah. Well, that's...
My memory is not...
Everyone would have looked a bit different anyway, so...
Bro.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is like...
Well, he still had his dreads, so...
Wow, that's cool. But man. Wow, that's epic. Carrying on the piece, my bro. Since we found out we both made beats, and like when we realized we were both using Fruity Loops, I think that was the part that really caught us out, because it's very easy to use different software. There's quite a few music softwares. Did they teach you any other things at that course for other software, or is it just like straight up just Fruity Loops?
It was Fruity Loops, and there was this other software called Adob Audio, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And that was how we recorded the vocals and made it out over the beat and stuff.
Wow, nice. And so there was actually some microphones there that were like pretty decent ones at the time, yeah?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we had, I think we had one microphone that we shared. Shared around the group.
And the groups, each group had a mic. Oh, that's cool. And did you remember seeing the interface boxes, or were they just plugged straight into the computer?
There was an interface there. Yeah, definitely.
Nice. It's just really cool, like, because that was a long time ago, and it's just knowing how much gear was actually going hard back then that makes us sort of feel like we should be more resourceful with what we have today, eh?
Oh, definitely, man.
yeah, it's like, oh man, like there's not much difference from them and us anyway, so like if they could do we can do it. But now that's cool, my bro. Moving on in the piece, we've got into like that kind of groove of beat making, my bro. As you're growing up, was there more music inspiration, like more artists you were discovering? Like, share some sort of journey with that, my bro.
As I was growing up, I liked a lot of rap. And one group that I used to listen to, and I still listen to, was Goody Mob.
Oh, right.
Not many people know about Goody Mob. Goody Mob was CeeLo Green's first group. And man, their tunes, like all their albums, man, they're like all their songs is just so good.
Wow. I'm gonna catch up right after this call, because I didn't realize how much music CeeLo Green had on his discography alone, but let alone then having a band as well. So like, man, he goes down as one of the kids with the most tracks, CeeLo.
That
guy's been doing music his whole damn life. Yeah.
But for anyone who hasn't heard of Goody Mob, honestly, search them up and listen to them. It's a really good trip to have.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Oh, exactly. I know a lot of peeps here always after that, so that's going to be a good one for us all. But back to the story. Was there anyone else sort of along those lines growing up and you're into as well? Getting into?
I was definitely getting into Eminem.
Nice.
Definitely like Drake.
Yes.
More of a new that's artist. Right. I actually look up to Drake quite a lot. He's got an interesting way of making music.
Yes.
and he's got an interesting way of putting himself, or like featuring himself into a song. Like it's all always centered around him. Like
that's right.
It's very, very interesting in how he does it.
Oh, exactly. Very interesting. I completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And obviously, there was obviously heaps of different artists. Earth Gang. I don't know if you heard of Earth Gang. It's the duo. It's a rap duo. They're actually really good as well. I was listening to them before they came up.
Wow.
What other ones? Yeah, there's quite a few. I just can't really think the top.
Oh no, those are some huge ones right there. Those alone are definitely shows a lot about the inspiration, because I think a lot of the time everything is a remix, obviously, when it comes to the human, the human evolution. But just thinking about everything as a remix, that there is powerful. So just to hear the inspirations, and then definitely hearing even some of your beats, my bro, I can definitely put the two and two together. It's super cool, because I guess the other cool thing is how much ways you can approach beat making. Like for me, I had this very set way of becoming very focused towards the playlist itself and dragging my drums not onto the step sequencer but onto the actual browser, like as if it was a loop or a sample, but just zooming in hard and placing all my drums directly on the grid. But the fact that what I heard from what you had laid down on the pattern rolls in the piano rolls is like, whoa. It was quite awesome just to hear as well, like the way that would have inspired you, and using those like limits as a form of creativity, because how much fun it can be to just extend the pattern roll out for like a whole bunch of bars and just you pretty much arrange the whole track in a, for those listening, and they'll get it if they do music and fruities, but you pretty much arrange the whole track in the step sequence, and I was blown away.
And I trip out sometimes, because there's like a lot of different ways you can construct a song on Fruity Loop. I've showed my way to like many different people, and it's sort of like whoa, oh okay, I never knew you can do it like that, but okay, it's a different way. You know what I mean?
That's right. Well, it certainly brings it back to basics, because I saw how much power came from just being able to like fine tune those volumes between all the different layers, and then like seeing as well, I think when you got Nexus, it was certainly game over from that point. But even before
me, yeah, man,
just the creativity with some of those drum kits, and literally making melodies out of just little little one hit samples. So did you sort of use Nexus any point before we got on your computer? Because you might have seen it around when you were like studying or stuff, right? Or did you hear about it through people? How did you first
To be honest, Nexus, I think it was Nexus or Serum. Because I don't think I've ever heard of Nexus before you gave it.
Before you gave
it to me, bro.
Yes, that's right. We might have got both Serum and Nexus. We're talking along the lines of it, and we probably would have remembered how both of them you would have heard through like friends and stuff. But because even did you kind of like follow any beat makers? Because I know Nexus was heavily used. In fact, I think I remember you asking me for Nexus. So you might, you probably. It was a while ago. I'll give you. It was definitely.
Yeah, because I think you gave me Serum first.
Yeah, I gave
you Serum. And I was using Serum for a while, and then I heard of Nexus, and then that's when I told you. I was like, bro, I need to get my hands on Nexus, man. Like,
you're just trying to remember where you heard about it from, right?
Yeah.
I feel you. There's a lot of plugins, and then you just hear about them all. So there's
a
never-ending supply of plugins, that's for sure. But moving on, my man. I'd actually, now that we mentioned it, I think it's Serum and Nexus, those are the two big ones, man, to this day. You know, they're still heavily used.
Yeah. Do you know one pack that I still use to this day, and I've been using ever since I got told by from my friend, his name is Inner Beats.
Oh, okay.
And I've known Inner, and he's a music producer as well on Fruit Loop, and I've known him ever since college, and I actually work at the same job as him, like crazy. But the pack is Lex Luger.
Yes.
Man, I still use Lex Luger's bass, and I still use his couple of his hi hats and stuff, and a couple of his hits. Yeah. Oh, his picks, sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Now,
here's another one for you, Lex Luger.
Lex Luger, that's right. And Inner Beats. Was Inner Beats, how is it spelled? Because I wonder if he has like a.
Inner Beats, so I N A Beats.
Oh, INA beat. I thought it was E.
INA beat.
Yeah. Who knows? He might be on SoundCloud or something. Or
I think he's on SoundCloud, bro. I think he's on SoundCloud.
Here we go. We're giving him a follow now. I could see he's on. I'm not that old. There we go. Very good. Love to cook. I love cooking beats more. Oh, we'll get him on the podcast soon.
Bro, it was crazy, bro. You know what's crazy? Because you know how the same, how me and you, because. Obviously, we met and then known each other, and then we split away for a while. I was doing my own thing, you were doing your own thing. And then we came back, and holy shit, like you're doing, sorry, excuse my language.
No.
You're doing music as well on Free Loop. Bro, it was the same thing with Ina as well, my friend Ina. Because I knew him through school. And then I didn't know, and then I didn't see him for a long time until I got a job at Tegel out in West Auckland. And what do you know, he's there as well. I was like, oh man, how's it going, bro? Like, just couldn't believe it. And then started chatting, and then he makes beats on Fruity Loop as well. And oh man, it was just crazy. Yeah, I just couldn't believe it.
Wow, man. I feel like you're probably going to meet a few other familiar faces from school. Who knows? But I love how music's taking over, especially in New Zealand, because there's enough room for everyone on the world stage to have everyone in New Zealand who wants to do it. So that's part of another big part of my podcast. Shall we say our podcast? But yeah, certainly, you know, taking their lead. And I'm really excited, bro, because I believe that what we're talking about here, like everyone's inspired through different episodes. Do you know what I mean? Like something for everyone. It is so cool you shared a few artists, but yeah, kind of moving on, my man. When you sort of like got into beat making, did you sort of like picture yourself getting into a whole lot of styles, or are you sort of like wanting to hone into like sort of just like particular sort of speeds, like hip hop? What's your sort of like go towards
beat? To be honest, like when I first started using, because there was a period where I was just in my parents' garage, and I was staying there for a while, and it must have been a good whole year. And all I did was pretty much just go to work, come back home, Fruity Loop, go to sleep.
Wow.
That was it. Like every day for a whole year. Like I wasn't even like hanging out with my friends at all.
That's right, because I saw some of the project hours you were clocking up, man. You had hundreds of beats, but then you had all of them like on 20, 30 hours. Eh? That explains why.
Honestly, man, like I was just committed, like but I wish I had that same drive today. But when I did that, that's when I sort of got to sort of feel like how far I can extend my genres, like you know what I mean, like I did a bit of rock, I did a bit of techno, a bit of house, a lot of hip hop, a lot of trap as well, but mainly hip hop. I really like my main go-to sort of genre, which is my favorite, is sort of like you know, Isaiah Rashad sort of beats.
Oh, once I hear that music, like, I'll probably recognize. because I don't know the name.
I sent you a track the other day.
Oh, yes, As Irish. Yeah, I heard a couple
As of Irish Died, man.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah, I really, really, really love those sort of beats.
Wow. It's
like rainy, sad hip hop sort of like psychedelic background sort of noises. Yes. Like,
wow. But,
yeah.
Very cool. And well, I'm very excited because your drive is here. I joke about with everyone on the show, but you know, like it's all happening, my man. I believe that when you've been given the gift of music, it's there with you for life, and it will always come and save you just as much as you come for it. You know, it will come for you. So it's very exciting times ahead, my man. And you know, you get those little windows, they're not always as big as you want, especially as you get into the big wide world. But yeah, I do see ourselves making some stuff in the studio very soon. So it's watch the space New Zealand. It's been said the Algerian brothers are coming to bring some
Watch out.
Yellow is coming.
Lock your doors, lock your windows.
Yeah, how's it get out? I'll tell you, man, like being able to share that trick, Yellow, I mean, you would have seen like how cool it was to try and incorporate some Arabic flavor into my beats.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's a hit, my bro. Straight up. That's straight up hunk of fire, bro.
No one in his own.
I saw that on Spotify, man, like, I still jam it on my playlist till this day, bro. Wow. Straight up, when I go for a run.
Oh wow! Oh, I'm blessed, bro. But yeah, I mean, that's sort of what your conspect New Zealand is, just some more flip the script sort of business. And I know we're probably going to be getting into some sampling again, because if I'm not mistaken, I think even a couple of the fruity projects that I got to hear from you, you're actually chopping up a few, like you're doing a bit of chopping up on, I don't know what it was, loops or samples, you're chopping up something, man. I heard some cool little, nifty stuff going on. Have you done that sampling?
Till this day, I have not sampled anything. I don't know how to sample. I think I recall I had a call job the other day or something, and I asked you if you can help me out with some sampling.
Right, some sampling. But I think
that's always been one thing that
you would have done something. Either you're in Edison, you're in Slicex, you probably winged it, to be honest, because I'm just remembering there's at least a couple projects, and I think it was just the way you were laying the samples on the pattern roll. Like it was you were like you know how you have those longer sounds that carry over like multiple drums. I think you had a few of those on the pedal roll, and you just pushed them in the perfect spot, say.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah, fully winging. And for those that are tuning in who aren't so sure, so sampling comes in many forms, as the brother Malik and I have been talking about, and especially in terms of with the pattern roll, how sometimes you need to just get it a little bit more than what it allows you to on those spots.
Yeah, bro.
And it makes some more finer chops. So yeah, it's awesome you speak of that, because one of the big things we'll be doing this year and continue to do is prepare some tutorial content in artists and you know, producers, everyone who can just share their little bit of knowledge on different topics. So it's actually exciting, bro. I think by the time we see this episode out, there'll be a few for everyone, so we can see what's out there, everyone can see what's out there. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's us. Well, mean, bro. I think we've covered everything off, my bro, but this is the part where I put you on the spot, my bro, and it can be as generic as it likes, or it can be anything you've sort of found in life in general or music specific. But this is like the part where we give back to everyone, and for people who are tuning in and, you know, might be far off from opening their first music software, what's some words of encouragement or advice, my man?
Some words.
It could just be just do it, or it could be a little bit more, you know, intricate.
Well, I don't know, for anybody that's listening to this, and if you are wanting to succeed in your music career, I reckon just my best message is don't hold back. Yes. Don't be shy. And that's the biggest thing, is we have a lot of paranoia.
Thinking,
oh, will someone like my beat? Or yes. You know, will someone, like, what would they think? And what I've learned, like, I'm not perfect myself, but what I've learned is that if someone doesn't like it, there's 100% that 10 other people will like it somewhere else. So you just need to extend your range.
Your mind as well.
And extend your mind as well. Yeah, definitely, man.
Now you raised a good point. A good point. Sorry to interrupt. But you raised a good point, because I think if we were to be really honest, a lot of us has come from our upbringing in through our religion, culture, family, and traditions, whatever it might be. You know, whether it's something, you know, just in general, or something more specific to people's upbringings. There's certainly a feeling, I think, for both of us that we weren't exactly doing what our parents wanted to do at all times, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's for sure, man. A lot of parents, about a good 90% of parents would say that music wouldn't pay you as a future job. And that's what you probably get told as a child. And that's the biggest thing about music, is acceptance, is you got to accept.
Yes.
You know, and even if people don't like your beats, you have to take them in, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Don't be a hater towards that, even if they're hating. If you can, find out why they don't like your beats, and just get input. And most of the time, I don't really like to, because I know that I can preach to a different group, and they'll probably like it as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to change, you wouldn't want to change what you've got, the style that you've got.
Yeah, because other people actually will like it. And well, I tell you one thing, I've you're gonna have to take this one, Bubba. I think you've got some of the most precious music I've ever heard out of everyone in New Zealand. It would be me lying to say that if I was making it up, because I'm serious, bro. It's clearly what you have in front of you, it's how you use it. And that's something I learn more and more. It never gets old. It sounds super cliche, but honestly, and that's it, because that's something we both share in common, and we're both still learning, is the fact we don't really play any music instruments, right? I mean, did you play a little bit of one thing, like a guitar or piano, or are you fully just
the drum kit, bro? And I've never had the chance to get my hands on a drum kit at any household I've ever had.
Yeah. That's how
you know how many people hate drum kits in their house?
Exactly. Let alone parents.
Oh, bro. It's never, bro.
It's Muslim parents that you have more luck winning the lotto, cuz.
Yeah, bro. Sorry, bro. I'm just hearing some thunder.
Yeah, outside. Me too.
It's crazy, man.
Me too. Sounds like a beautiful, beautiful flip the script weather tonight. But man,
it's crazy.
I have to raise that point as well for people tuning in. The quality of beats I heard, in terms of how everything was in key, harmony, everything just sounded great. You didn't play any music instruments with tone, apart from drums. So I think that's something that's helped me see how many more people I've already known to do that. But just to come from the brother, an Algerian homie, family, it's very exciting to see what's in store. And I think,
bro, when I found out how intricate and how well your beats are, were presented, bro,
Yes.
I was really amazed, honestly, bro. I couldn't believe it.
Because we did share a bit of beats to each other, didn't we? I think I played I played some of my beats at the last time I came around with the projector and speakers all day. Is that right?
I think so, bro.
Yeah, I remember that.
Bro, and I remember the time that we, like, when we got, hung out for the, after a while that we haven't seen each other.
Yes.
And then I knew that you made beats, bro. And then I heard your beats. I was like, whoa, bro. And yeah. I showed my mum and I was like,
oh, wow.
Listen.
You showed your mum? Honestly, listen. I didn't realize you showed your mum. Whoa, man. Oh, that's a testament.
That was the thing. My mum was very acceptable about my music. You know?
Oh, she was always very acceptable. Yeah. I mean, she was definitely, like, I could see from that moment, like, you get the best, like, even for me speaking on my side of the parents, it's like, one thing I've learned in life is take the good, leave the bad in all areas.
Yeah,
of
definitely.
Life, you know, and
that goes for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Everything in life, take the good, leave the bad.
That's it. Well, I think we've covered it all, my bro, but I just wanted to thank you so much for your coming on and for your time, my bro.
No worries, bro. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity, for having me here.
Hard, brother, hard.
Awesome, bro.
Yeah. Oh, solid. Well, for everyone tuning in, that was Beat Fino Podcasts. Thank you so much for all your love, support, and sharing it all out. And stay tuned. We have some incredible people coming up on the podcast. That's all part of the testimony. So please continue to share around, support us if you can, and stay tuned, of course, for the merch, the stickers, and some cool content online. But without further ado, that's been Beat Fino Podcasts. Peace and love, family.